Blog Talk Radio.
They're trying to turn Trenton into baby Flint. Wow. Been times by depression on the billboards ever since. 100 years ago, we was lynched. Now they use germ warfare to kill us. I'm convinced, got the evidence. I look around and it's evident. They go down to City Hall and see so much negligence. Real art is intelligent. A true artist sends messages that speak to your intelligence. They fall and die so I can do my thing. Not to get drunk and higher, join no gang. I will not let none of you die in vain. For my people, I bang, bang, bang.
My ancestors been through so much pain. I don't let them die in vain. My ancestors been through so much pain. I don't let them die in vain. I rep for you in everything I do. I rep for you in every place I go. I rep for you in everything I do. In every place I go.
They say post-traumatic slavery disorder's fake, but I just tell them all to wake up. Everything we went through, what a way down a rape, bruh. Isn't our genetic makeup. So I am my ancestors. From block to block, let's build like it's Tetris. We must unite, link up like a necklace. They fought and died and we disrespected. So I come to correct it. The legacy they left, I protected. We only think about self and neglected. You're African, but yet you rejected.
No, my ancestors been through so much pain. I don't let them die in vain. My ancestors been through so much pain. I don't let them die in vain.
I rep for you in everything I do. I rep for you in every place I go. I rep for you in everything I do. In every place I go.
All right, all right. Welcome back. Welcome back to another edition, episode 5.0, New Freedom Exchange, a culturally motivated series for social dignity and community empowerment with your hosts, co-hosts, Brother Dean and
Sister Marsha. Assalamu alaikum, guys.
Alaikum assalam. Welcome back. We are glad to be here for another episode. How's everything going?
Everything's pretty well. Ramadan's going smoothly, alhamdulillah. Have a lot of masjids out here doing the grab and go iftars, which is really cool to see. How's it going on your end?
Yeah, we maintain everything is good. We did a little Ramadan traveling. Normally, when you're present during the month, you should spend it in fasting, but we had a little things we had to handle, so we did a little bit of traveling, so we got some days to make up. That's one of the beauties of the fast. You know, if you can't fast, you can make them up later. So, but we had a great road trip. We went through 11 states, and
nice.
A lot of stories to share in the future. Yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
How's that travel with the family?
Yeah, so we was, the beautiful thing, I know different states, because of the situation, you know, there were little restrictions in other states more than in other states. So, but of course, we kept all the necessary precautions. You know, we had our, you know, PPE on, and we didn't really get close to anybody. We didn't go visit no family. So it was cool. It was cool. Yeah.
Cool. Excellent. Sounds like a fun trip.
Yeah. We're looking forward to doing more often and even bringing other families with us. I mean, because that's our whole thing. We have this whole concept. Just like with New Freedom Exchange, we got something called New Freedom Family. And it's about promoting healthy, you know, having healthy family relationships. You know, no matter what our family dynamics are, you know, at least we should have healthy relationships. And so that's something else we want to kick off this summer, hopefully.
Oh, that sounds exciting. My kids love road trips, so maybe we'll join you guys.
Absolutely. We got a bus. We can hold about 20 or so people. Welcome aboard. Yeah, that'd be cool. So we had a special guest. I don't know. Did we confirm? How we looking
on
that?
We did confirm. He may be running a little late, so let's just check in with him. I did confirm about an hour ago, so see you in an hour. And he said he should be in around 7, so let's see if we can check in with him.
Excellent, excellent. I did have a that video. Remember, I showed you that video. I don't know if we want to jump into that or anything else we want to address before our guests come here. We can definitely do so.
Sure. What video are you referencing?
The one, it was a clip. It was about a 12-minute clip by Imam Muhammad. He was interviewing a young brother, Waleed Shamsuddin, on the importance of business development and the youth, you know, preparing for the next generation. You know, Imam, he was very concerned about, you know, the next generation. I know myself personally and others, we were part of the last 2 years of his life. We were part of the W.D. Muhammad Dawah Committee in Philadelphia, and we hosted the Imam. We did what was called... what did he call them? Youth forums.
Okay.
And yeah, it was at his request. I mean, he went directly to communicate to the next generation. And any questions that anybody had, I mean, he was open for it. You know, there were people who had issues of, you know, what they heard from other people about him and so forth and so on. And he was very transparent.
You know,
okay. So, yeah, that's just been the leader he's been to us and for us. So I can't find the clip right now. Let me check this other file real quick. But there's also some events coming up. In fact, we would try to see if we could bring the brother on. Well, it might be too late for this show, but maybe next show we have a Power Pack weekend this Saturday. Let me see if I can find the flyer. Yeah.
I know I saw a bunch of some Ramadan sessions and things of that sort.
Yeah, oh yeah. In fact, here it is right here. It's called, it's hosted by New Africa Intelligentsia.
Okay.
It's going to be live stream on one of our platforms, United Media Group. And the topic is race, religion, and business matters.
I saw that. You know, I was on Facebook, and I believe Brother Bilal Hassan, it was posted on his page, and that's what I saw. That looks really interesting.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we'll just give a little plug for that. I think our guest is in the building, so we'll bring him on in a minute. This is going to be this Saturday, May 16th, from 2 to 4. It'll be live streamed as well as on YouTube and Facebook on the New Africa Intelligentsia page. And the focus of this broadcast is two of our community members who grew up in this community. They're going to be presenting. That's Imam Rashad Abdulrahman and Sharif Abdul Malik. And they're going to be addressing Imam Muhammad's vision and direction for our New Africa community life. And we know this brother here that we're going to introduce knows all about it. So we present to you our dear brother, Imam Antar Mateen. Welcome to New Freedom Exchange.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaikum assalam. Ramadan Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah. Please forgive me for the delay. We're just wrapping up another phone call that kind of just lasted a little over. I didn't expect it, but we had to cover some ground today. So just please forgive me for the delay.
No worries, no worries. I'm gonna give him another introduction.
You got it.
So we're introducing E-Man, brother Antar Mateen, aka my bestie.
Come on now.
I just had to put it out there. That's my bestie.
Nah, you got it. You got it. Welcome. We're glad for him to be here.
Alhamdulillah, I appreciate y'all so much. Sister Marsha, my brother, the man who's doing some great things. I definitely appreciate y'all and, you know, keeping me locked in to Blog Talk Radio, the free conference calls. I think I dial into the conference call different numbers, like maybe 3 or 4 times a day. Between that and Zoom, I'm just locked in.
Yeah, so I'll let Marsha, she'll lead it. I'll jump in like I normally lead and she jump in. So we'll take a back seat and go with her flow, and looking forward to a good discussion, inshallah.
Okay, so I'll take the lead. So Imam Antar had come to me via email, I guess about a week and a half ago, with some information about a venture that he's heading up with a couple of other groups. And so I thought that our show would be a great way to display what project he has going on in the community, and also for an opportunity for him to be able to talk a little bit more about him, his organization, what they do, and how he's impacting the community with the group that he works with. So with that being said, give us a little bit about yourself and your organization, and then we'll jump into more about the project you're working on.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Ashadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika la. Wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I openly bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last prophet, khatam al-nabiyyin, the seal of all the prophets. Again, dear believers, the Muslim brothers and sisters, all who are listening on this call, I greet you with that greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Again, thank you to this wonderful program that you guys put together, Sister Marsha, Imam Mujahideen. Thank you very much for inviting me on this call for this evening. Just a little about myself for those who don't know. Imam Anton Mateen, born and raised in the Greek city of North New Jersey, student of Sister Claire Muhammad School, a product of the public school system here in North New Jersey, continued my education at Essex County College here in North New Jersey. I currently serve as the director of security for a private security firm out of New York City. I run many buildings downtown Jersey City on the waterfront here in New Jersey. And I run, I'll call it my baby, Antar's Helping Hands, organization dedicated to really improving the lives of those affected by hunger. Recently partnered with Muslim Community Relief Fund that I will touch on just momentarily, and I serve as the assistant imam at Masjid Muhammad Nook, formerly known as Masjid Ali K Muslim Masjid Muhammad in those days, but back to our original name at Masjid Muhammad Nook. So that's just a little bit about me, and if you want, I can go into Ansar Helping Hands, or I can go into the Muslim Community Fund. Whatever one you want me to do, I can dive right into it if you like. You tell me, and I'll jump right back in.
Hold on. First, we gotta back him up.
Back him up.
Back him up.
Okay, all right, back it up.
Every guest we have on that give us a nice little intro, and they bypass some historical issues that are very crucial for our community. You mentioned a student of Claire Muhammad School. We know we got our principal on, so anybody that come on that rep Claire Muhammad School, we got to let them back it up a little bit, because it's a unique institution. It cultivated, you know, a new thinking in this society and for the future. So can you just give us a little backdrop of your experience with Claire Muhammad School, and then you could go right into where you want to go.
Man, let me tell you about Sister Claire Muhammad School. It was the sacrifice, really the vision of my mother and my father, who really said that I'm not going to put you all and no other institution but Claire Muhammad School first to give us that Islamic foundation first and foremost. So I got to give credit to my mother and my father who made that sacrifice and said Islam is going to be at the forefront of your everyday life. You know, it started with them really kind of in the household first, with them raising us Muslim, but making sure when we left the household, our homes, that we kept that Islamic education. And I can tell you right now, if it really wasn't for us coming up in the Sister Claire Muhammad School and that foundation, I could tell you that I'll be sidetracked and really in trouble, and I wouldn't be where I was at without that institution of Claire Muhammad School with our teacher Shahida, Sister Purnell, Brother Mark, and the list goes on. The list goes on and on. And I could tell you, just having that foundation of Claire Muhammad is so important because, you know, we got in school, just Arabic, just learning Arabic and just about our manners in Arabic, the 99 attributes, reading Quran every single day. That was really our catalyst to have us go forward. So, and really just the freedom. We had the freedom to express ourselves versus in the public school sector. You know, they would have told us to sit down and shut up, but we didn't have to deal with that at all in Claire Muhammad School. You know, they was very delicate with us, and they took us further in our thinking. And so I'm very appreciative, and I encourage everybody to really enroll the children in the Claire Muhammad School, and not only just enroll, but just invite their family and their friends to do the same exact thing. Because if it really wasn't for Claire Muhammad School, I'm telling you, I wouldn't be where I was at with the discipline to this day if it wasn't for that institution and what Sister Claire Muhammad stood for, still to this day. So I'm grateful for those moments and the time. And that was from kindergarten to the eighth grade. My mother kept us kindergarten to eighth grade, and then after that, we made our transition into the public sector of the city of Newark education system, which wasn't bad as well too, because when we went to high school and even college to this day, you tell them, what middle school did you go to? You say we went to Sister Claire Muhammad School. They say, well, what's that? And then they start to think about it. Oh, the Muslim school on South Orange Ave. So that was it. So that was our introduction of having a conversation with the people who really wasn't familiar with the Claire Muhammad School. So they knew exactly what it was when we came into, in my case, Westside High School. And come to find out, the teachers, they went to Claire Muhammad School. So it was a match made in heaven. So the Claire Muhammad School for the win all the way. Alhamdulillah.
Okay, so with that introduction, one, I want to give a shout out to Sister Arifa Mateen for making that great decision in reference to her children and putting them in the Claire Muhammad School. Shout out to her. Love her. Love her smile. with that being said, though, I want you to go into Anti's Helping Hands first, because I do want the listeners to hear more about that organization and how it functions. And then from there, we can go forward and talk a little bit more about the project.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So Anti Helping Hands, believe it or not, I have to give this, it's not a funny story, but a quick backstory on how it all came about. 2016, I was on my way to work in Jersey City, New Jersey, and it was during a snowstorm. And at the time, I knew I wasn't going to drive to work because, you know, just traffic would have been crazy that particular day. So anyway, I took the bus to work, and believe it or not, I had enough money in my pocket just to get to work. I didn't have I left my wallet home. I left everything home. I left my phone, my wallet, you name it. I just had enough to get to work and enough to come home. And so when I got in my office, I said, man, I done left everything home. I don't know how I'm going to eat today. You know, I don't know for those who know me, I'm a big guy. And, you know, for me to be fasting on and it's not Ramadan, it would have been a real struggle for the brother. But believe it or not, I was at my desk. One of my coworkers, she came, and I have a coffee every morning. I really drink about 3 or 4 cups of coffee every day. But my coworker came in the office, and she put a cup of coffee. She was like, "Yo, boss, that's for you." And I was like, "Oh, praise be to Allah." I said, "Man, I got breakfast." And then another coworker came in, and they said, "Look, man, I got a butter roll." I said, "Man, I'm good. I'm definitely good." And then lunch came around. And when lunch came around, somebody treated me to lunch. And I said, "Man, I'm thinking about it." I said, "I didn't have no money in my pocket." And I said, "Allah blessed me to have breakfast and lunch." So when I got on the train to come home that particular evening, I saw the same homeless people or the less fortunate people when I was going to work coming home. And that right there just kind of did it for me amongst some other personal things I was going through. I said, you know what, I needed to put my energy and my focus on to giving back more to the community. So that next day it was snowing again, and I called up a good friend of mine, Chef Hassan, and I said, "Look, whatever you do, just make 40 dinners."
Mm. Did we lose you?
You still there, Antar? He's still on. He might have had a little call drop. But no, that's beautiful,
right,
man. I mean, you never know how Allah. Yeah, we hear you. Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, alhamdulillah. And from there, that was it. Allah just.
You went out again.
I think it's. Yeah. But like you were saying, that's beautiful that, you know, that you can be inspired from, you know, something that happens to you personally or something that you even see, right? Because sometimes we're not always conscious of what's going on around us. And Allah puts us in a scenario where we have no choice but to see it. And that's usually the catalyst for pushing us forward to do something about it.
Absolutely. I've been in situations like that where similar, I think, you know, you be busy, so busy, you forget, you know, the simple things. And then, you know, you be at the mercy of someone else. And Allah brings that angel. It appears as an angel to you. You know, for them, they just a regular person. But for you, you know, it could be like he just said, you know, night and day. So I think we got him back on the show. Let's bring him back in. You there, Antar?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, I think I dropped the call by mistake, but I'm here.
Okay, excellent.
Alhamdulillah.
So you were sharing.
Where,
yeah.
Off with having Chef Pop make the 40 dinners.
Yes, yeah, so during the snowstorm, I talked with Chef Hassan, and he made 40 dinners. And when I got off work at that particular time, he had my car. And I just said, "What the dinner is that?" And he said they was right in the backseat. I said, "Come on." So then from there I went Facebook Live because there was a new feature on Facebook at the time. We went Facebook Live, and that was the evolution of Antar Helping Hands. I was calling it a nonprofit. I didn't know what a nonprofit was, and I just was going with it because Allah just inspired me at that particular time. And then from there, I think it was like every month we fed twice a month just down in North Penn Station. And then I realized it was getting too cold, and I don't like the cold weather, so I had to kind of revamp what it is that I wanted to do. And alhamdulillah, we was able to partner up from there with the different organizations in the city of North, the YMCA, the different churches that was in the area who was in need. And whether it was 20 dinners, 30 dinners, 40 dinners, that's just what we did. And just with me being consistent with the team that I had, and I'll be remiss if I didn't mention the people that was involved early on, Sister Sultana, Sister Majida, Imam Yassin, my brother Raheem. So it was a group of us, about 5 or 6 of us, who just, you know, who supported the vision, and we just went at it. Every month we just went at it, and the YMCA downtown Newark was kind of one of our hubs, and we just started down there, and we just kept going and going and going. And then I felt bad. I said, wow, I've been working in Jersey City for all these years. And I said, I do have an attachment to Jersey City. And I said, well, now I got to try to do something for Jersey City. So then I got in contact with Catholic Charities, St. Lucie Shelter, which wasn't too far away from my job. And once they let me in there, and I really kind of saw the conditions in there and what they was kind of feeding them, I said, oh, we definitely have to, you know, just go at it with a nutritious meal at the St. Lucie Shelter. And that came about just organically. I started volunteering there 3 times a week for an hour and a half before I even fed any of the residents, because I wanted to observe what I was going in and talk to the people. And it was just a humbling experience all the way around. So once I got Jersey City and Newark all together, then I just wanted to go further. So we were just trying to hit all over, and it was just to the point that I could say that we were and we still are one of those names that's sticking out. Answer Helping Hands. When certain things happen in a community, I definitely get a phone call. We get a phone call, inboxes, and whatever we could do to help. So I just thank Allah for the position that we in to try to give back to the community as much as possible.
All right, great. So Antar's Helping Hands is currently working with some other organizations to do something powerful for the Muslim community as well, specifically the Muslim community. So talk to us a little bit about that and how that came about and where it's going.
Alhamdulillah. So the Muslim Relief Fund. So we all know with the COVID-19, the coronavirus, that's trying to put a big hold on the community. If we take religion away and we take a religion away from the side for a minute, this coronavirus, it really affected a lot of people, including the Muslims. So with this Muslim Relief Fund, I was approached with it. Answer Helping Hands was approached with it from my good brother Jamal Majid and our brother Craig Danford, sister Amina Bey. Who else is in this group? Imam Ali Salam. They approached me and they said, "Look, Answer, we want you to be a part of this group." And to be honest with you, I have trust issues, right? Especially with something that. You help grow from the bottom with Answer Helping Hands. You want to make sure your name is attached, you know, with something that's good. And so once they approached me with it and I saw what it was really a no-brainer. This Muslim Relief Fund, a lot of Muslims in the community was deeply affected by this coronavirus, where food was an issue, food distribution was an issue, right? So our seniors was affected, the children was affected. So we wanted to know how can we give back strictly to the Muslim community, because we know our politicians, when they get certain things, and I'm not saying all of them, I'm just saying some, believe it or not, the Muslims is really kind of we kind of left out to the side, whether people want to believe it or not. I'm just saying this on firsthand, me seeing it. I said, how can we get these ShopRite gift cards? That's the aim, these ShopRite gift cards to the Muslims. So we partnered up with Wisdom Women in Support of the Million Man March, Sister Amina Bey, with Answer Helping Hands, and with the few people that I named. And we came together and we named it the Muslim Relief Fund. Let's help the Muslims who are struggling that can't get no food into their house. If I tell you, within the last 3 weeks, Allah is my witness, I'm not supposed to say this, but I'll say it, we raised over $6,000. And I want to say that because in a short amount of time, with no campaign on social media, you know, we didn't throw nothing on social media, just word of mouth, you know, my friends, Sister Marsha, Imam Jardine, my friends, anybody that y'all know service that need help in this North area, North East Orange, Irvington, Hillside, Elizabeth, all within our area, for the Muslims that's in need, we can get y'all the ShopRite gift cards to make sure that y'all got some food on y'all table to make sure that, you know, you and your family is good for a couple weeks. So we partnered up with that. And when I tell you that Allah has been blessing us with donations to continue to keep the drive going, It's just remarkable, and just seeing the faces, some people that you know that reach out to you and say, you know what, we need help, and it's a humbling feeling knowing that you could just respond to them just in a short amount of time, a quick turnaround, 2 days. You fill out the application, send it to the email that's on the bottom of the application, MuslimReliefFund@gmail.com, and we'll make sure that we hand deliver it to you. Just in a few days, just to make sure that the families can eat.
Excellent. We're going to take a pause for station identification. You're listening to episode 5.0, New Freedom Exchange, on station IWDM. We're here blessed with our dear brother, Imam Antar Mateen, founder of Antar's Helping Hand, and he's talking about the Muslim Relief Fund, and we're welcome all you who are on the line. If you have a question or a comment or congratulations or anything you'd like to share with our brother, you're welcome to join us at this time. You can press 1 on your phone, and we'll get you into the queue. You are going to be able to stay with us for a little longer, Antar?
Yes, I know it's 7:31. I know we break fast at 8:01, so, I'm with you for the next 25 minutes, I'll tell you that for sure.
Nah, you good. We cut it. We do a hard
stop.
Make sure
you're able to break your fast, so we're not getting in the way of that.
Right.
Yes, sir. We do a hard stop at 8. In fact, we'll do a little earlier because we want to make sure we get this song out. We didn't get to get it out last time. New African Man. We had a New African Man on last week, another one on this week. We do have a caller. This looks like our pioneer who's been hitting us with the pioneer PowerPoint. Is this Brother Salahuddin of the 21st century? Welcome.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah. I just wanted to touch a couple points. You know, a lot of times when we identify ourselves by the things that we say. And I am an African-American and a student of Imam Warsi Muhammad. My mother worked very close with him as I was a young man. But I learned from him and from my mother that all our knowledge doesn't necessarily have to come from people that look like us. We have to use our intelligence and our intellect to decipher what part of knowledge we want to use. But the other brother, Imam Mujahideen, had on the show, he was speaking of, he hoped he lived to be 100. Well, they say that middle life now is 72 years. And so that means that a person should easily be able to live to be 120, 100, or older. Point I wanted to really bring out, they have a doctor, his name is Mark Hyman, and he was on WHYY, and his focus was eat right now. And he was showing the focus that if you feed yourself mentally and physically, because the things that you hear as well as the things that you eat are both food. And he just elaborates on it, greatly elaborates on it. I don't want to go into it too deep. But you can get his book, you can get his CDs at the library whenever they open again. But it's very, very inspiring to hear knowledge that had to be inspired by the Quran. It had, you know,
Take your time, Mark. Take your time. But your time has been taken.
Okay.
No worries. We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, but they have a couple of people out there. Another European American was a doctor, and his title of his focus was Dead Doctors Don't Lie. You can get him on YouTube, and if you have to listen past the first couple of minutes, and you just see, this doctor researched doctors, and doctors, he realized, he said, doctors weren't living past 56, 58 years old, and yet they're going to tell you how to live to be 80, 90 years old. Well, if they could do that, why didn't they do it for themselves? It's just very inspiring.
Yes,
doctors don't lie. And Dr. Hyman. Okay.
Thank you.
That's all, my brother. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak.
So in terms of the Muslim Relief Fund, you mentioned that in a very short amount of time, you all were able to pull together a considerable amount of money to be able to fuel the work that you're doing. And so how does someone who's interested in donating link up with you all to make a contribution to see what you're doing go further?
So we have, that's an excellent question, Sister Marsha. We have the Cash App Muslim Relief Fund, the $ Muslim Relief Fund. You can send it, through Cash App, and also you can send it in a check as well too. I actually have to pull up the address for the check portion of it. But I sent out the appeal letter. I sent that out to the Council of Imams. But you can send everything through Cash App right now through Muslim Relief Fund. And just to keep it going, we just ask the listeners or whoever want to donate, they can donate through Cash App or send a check as well too. I'm gonna try to pull it up if I can, just to get the complete address for where you can send a check to. I should have had this information ready, but definitely Cash App, so we can receive donations to keep what it is that we have going on for sure. Where is it at? Boom, boom, boom.
Excellent.
Yes. Oh, so we can. The check can be. It can be written out to Wisdom, WISOMMM, and for those who don't know what the Wisdom stand for, is Women in Support of the Million Man March. You can just write a check out to Wisdom or Cash App, because that's who we partner with the Muslim Relief Fund, partner with Wisdom and Anti-Helping Hand. So for sure, Cash App, Muslim Fund, $ Muslim Fund, or you can write a check out that's going to Attention Amina Bay, 19 James Street, and that's Newark, New Jersey, 07102. So for anybody looking to donate, that they can definitely Cash App Muslim Fund or write a check out to Wisdom, 19 James Street, Newark, New Jersey, 07102.
Excellent. And I had a quick question in reference to, I know how you mentioned that mainly the service area is the North Jersey area, but is there a
Correct.
Way that you could maybe, if you can expand to other areas, is there a way you could share some type of strategies or insights for other people who might have on ways of partnering with other organizations and getting sponsors and funders and stuff like that? Because what you're doing is not just beneficial for you and the community that you're affecting, but you're also a model for other organizations, whether it be faith-based, Muslim or non-Muslim, that they can also find ways to help their community.
Yes, you know, that's an excellent point. Right now, just with the focus, because we knew as a group what we could handle here in this northern North Jersey area. We are looking. We was actually talking about it tonight, just on our call, which kind of delayed me for here. We was actually looking at how we can expand further south. So we're looking at those ideas right now. I don't have it exactly down, pin to pad how we're gonna do that. But we have that vision, because a few of the members that's with our organization, believe it or not, they're traveling south and north to come help us out. So if we could kind of just expand that, you know, just so he or she doesn't have to come that far, we're trying to work out those details right now so we can kind of put another eye opener on other areas that kind of need help. So we're actually working on that right now, and I'm sure the next time when y'all invite me on a call, I can most definitely have a better answer for you with expansion in regards to the Muslim Relief Fund. I can guarantee you that.
Okay. And you mentioned also just now, like, in terms of expanding south and people not having to travel so far to the recipients of this program. How does one, either nominate someone or get an application to someone? You did talk about the fact that there is an application process, but how does someone get a hold of that?
Well, so right now the idea is if we was to put this out on social media right now and just throw it on Facebook or Instagram or anything, the funds will go tomorrow. I mean, that's just the reality of it because people's in need, right? So I have a hard copy of the application that I can send to you all individual, and you can just send it out to as many people as you know that's in need that's in this particular area. I can send that to you with no problem tonight. I can scan it to you. Or we have the applications at each masjid right now. So right now, we know the masjids are really kind of closed right now. But the idea is that that the imams, they have the application because we sent it to them 2 weeks ago, that they send it out to their networks via their email distribution list, or they want to send it to the house. However they got their list set up, that they can do that. But it is a hard copy available that I can get to you. I know, Sister Marsha, I believe you have a copy. Brother Yam,
yeah.
I can send you a copy as well. But I know for us that copies at the masjid right now that people can just come by, pick up, and then just fill it out. And the turnaround time is literally 1 or 2 days, and we'll get that card to you really right away. So right now it's just hard copies literally right now. Or we can send it to you on the email with no problem. So if you wanted to email MuslimReliefFund.com and requesting the application, you can do that as well too, and we can send that right to you. Just let them know you heard about it on the Blog Talk Radio, that you're in need of an application for whoever's in the North, New Jersey, Irvington, East Orange, Hillside, Elizabeth, all within that area. Email MuslimReliefFund. @gmail.com, and we can get that the application to you really tonight with no problem. And just to mention too, I want to mention this before we go. This is not just a one off. So let's just say if you this particular time you got, you know, the gift card for, I'm just going to say it, for $100. If you was in need of it again in 30 days, because we have to give a lot of people the opportunity to receive it. So in 30 days, if you are in the same struggle, that you're low income or you need some assistance with food, you know, just check off the box that applies, and we can get you another card. But it's just after the 30-day mark, because we want to be fair with everybody across the board. So that's MuslimReliefFund@gmail.com. You can get the application. Or go visit the local masters in the North area, and that will be there. Or actually, Imam, and he'll make sure that he reaches out to us to get the applications to them if they don't have them at the masajids. But all of the Imams should have all of the applications at the masajids and to get them out to the believers.
Excellent. And like I said, we with you 100%. We in a little bit of the South and Central area, so we'll be here also for you to link up with if you ever want to, if it ever expands south. You know, we you know, put our resources behind you and partner with you guys as well. So looking forward to doing that. Absolutely. Another thing you mentioned earlier before finishing up, you mentioned about the when you were talking about when you were in travel and how you had got cut off a little bit, and we were talking about how Allah, you know, brings things to you when you least suspect it, right? And so by you being a community member and seeing the state of affairs in our community, how we're losing some elders. We know we lost a big giant in North, Brother Azam Sharif, for the pioneers in our community. I didn't just want to hit it like that, but I mean, just it's a heavy blow, you know, to the state of those who know our community. Can you share, you know, maybe some guiding words for, you know, either preparatory words for the next generation or for, you know, those that are here that has to continue to push this ball forward? Can you give us some of your insights and encouragement?
I'll tell you this right now, and just in a nutshell, anytime that the pioneers pull you to the side and they want to speak to you, don't act like you're in a rush, right? Make sure you take the time to listen to the pioneers, soak in everything that they tell you, every piece of knowledge that they want to share with you from the first experience, before the first experience, whatever it is, because we never know when Allah might call them back. And in that wisdom that they give us, it's just only preparation really for us for days and times like this, believe it or not. So I'm telling you, any time the pioneers just want to they just want to talk to you, don't be in a rush. Don't be in a rush like you've got something to do, even though you really probably do got something to do. Take it, man. Listen and listen for hours. I don't care how long it takes. Just sit down and listen to them, you know. And I'm telling you that will help shape you for the trials and tribulations and the blessings that might come your way years later. It's things that we mentioned, Osman Sharif, pioneer in our community, strong soldier. Every time he saw us, he always tell us travel in the way of Allah and continue to keep doing the work. Like, just having that encouragement from him, you know, it'd be greatly missed. But I can tell you, we not missing a beat from everything that he taught us along the way. So the pioneers is important to us. But one thing, just don't rush the pioneers. Just take your time, listen to them, and see them as a benefit and not as a burden. I can tell you that. If I can just wrap that up, they're not a burden. And you just go to the masjid prepared to stay. Right now, when I go to the masjid right now, I see it all the time. You act like you're going to be there for an hour, and you end up being there in 3 or 4 hours. And in those 3 or 4 hours, there's so many jewels that they're giving us between the brothers and the sisters that's there. It's a lifetime. It's really kind of a lifetime achievement with the information that they're giving us. So just don't rush them. Whatever, let them speak. Don't cut them off. Ask the questions that benefit to the conversation, and just soak everything in. And I'm telling you, so we're talking about me being a young man, a seasoned member in our community. I can't be where I'm at if I didn't listen to them and the guidance that they gave us along the way. So just soak it in, listen, and just be ready to take on a responsibility at a young age. I'm 32 years old, and the responsibility for myself came very young. But I got to where I was at because I listened to them, and I didn't put things in my own hands. So they'll lead you in the right direction for sure.
Excellent. So we're coming up on the hour. We got about 5 more minutes before we close it out. If there's any more information you'd like us to know, any other discussion you'd like to, you know, touch upon before we let you go, this is the time, inshallah.
I'll say this. Thank y'all thank you very much for inviting me on this podcast, Blog Talk Radio. Continue to support your local masjid, all the masjids who are dealing with this whole coronavirus issue. Support your masjids. Support the Claire Muhammad Schools. I'm going to be very vocal about that. Support the Claire Muhammad Schools. Support the Muslim Relief Fund. Support anybody that's doing something good. Like, just support it. Anything righteous, just do it. And especially in this blessed month of Ramadan, and Allah will. And Allah will bless you tenfold, man. Just a small dua will go a long way. So just make dua for your families in this particular time. During these unprecedented times right now, it's just a lot. Just make dua and Allah change the conditions of our situation and our community with a small dua. But just continue to support really all the massages, and mainly our Claire Muhammad schools, because we are we're struggling because we in this pandemic, but at the same time it's a perfect time. It's a perfect time that we should give back. And Allah bless us, man. Our education system is made us who we all are today. So they can't tell me nothing about Sister Claire Muhammad and that foundation. Nobody can tell me nothing different, because I got many good stories than bad stories. I'll put it to you like that. So let's just support our Claire Muhammad schools all the way.
Yes, sir. Any closing remarks, Marsha? Any announcements?
I mean, I'm just grateful that the brother chose to accept our invitation. I think that he's doing some great work in the community. I love the fact that this Muslim Community Relief Fund is even a thing, right? Because we talk about young people in our community and, you know, what's going to happen with the next generation as our pioneers return to Allah. And I think he's a great example of what is possible and what is going to happen. And I hope that others in his age bracket are inspired to do as much as he's doing and more, so that we can take this Deen of Al-Islam to the next level. And I hope that he will accept future invitations from us. I'm hoping that we can have some conversations around youth in our community and what that looks like, and bringing some people back to the community that kind of strayed off
right.
in that age bracket. And so I'm looking forward to the future.
Absolutely. Antar, you got a helping hand. You got an open hand with us. You know what I mean? So anytime, any issues you want to address, you know, it's a platform for you. We do live shows every Monday from 7 to 8 right now, but we got 3 days. We got room to really to grow the show. So even if you have a show that you want to develop, you know, we can work with you on this platform. We thank you for answering the call. Yes, sir. And we do have a couple announcements before we close off, and we want to leave off. We hopefully have enough time to leave off with the New African Man by our dear sister Zaima, who's also should be one of our future guests as well. As we already mentioned, the New Africa the New Africa live stream this Saturday from 2 to 4 on Facebook, right. The New Africa Intelligentsia. Also on American Muslim 360 Network, they're having, in conjunction with other faith-based communities around the world, and they're inviting everyone to join in this global prayer event to pray for the world. It's titled Faith Communities Together in Prayer, a global day and honor, an hour of invocation and supplication to the Creator. This will be May 14th, this Thursday, May 14th at 2 p.m., and that's on American Muslim 360, that's am360.org, or you can call in 701-719-4197. That's 701-719-4197. 4197, and they have three references from the verses of the people of the book, of the Jews and the Christians and the Muslims. And I'll just give those quick quotes here. I'll just give the references. You can look them up. That's Exodus 14:13. That's Exodus 14:13. There's an ayat or a verse from Psalms 3:4. That's Psalms 23:4, and then they close it out with Al-Quran 2:186, where it says, when my servants ask you concerning me, I am indeed close to them. I listen to the prayer of every suppliant when he calls upon me. So we know, as we just heard from our dear brother Imam Antar, Allah has answered his prayers, answered the prayers of our pioneers. We have our dear sister Marsha answering, Allah answered her prayers and the prayers of our pioneers. And ourselves, this whole platform, we want it to be a platform where we're connecting the past, the present, and going in the future together with excellence, with social dignity and community empowerment. Until next time, we greet you all degrees of peace, the best of greetings in paradise. Assalamu alaikum. Peace. I'm trying to play this song again. It's not coming on for some reason. They don't want to. There we go. Oh, here we go. This is Zaima, New African Man. Till next time, we thank Imam Antar. We thank Sister Marcia. I'm Brother Dean. We always thank our pioneer. Peace. So nice, we gotta play it twice.